This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Auto World. I'm Motor Mike Wallace, coming to you live and in color from the studios of News Talk 1400 WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, alongside Mark Evans, who is at his posh suburban walled, gated, and wired estate just outside Boise, Idaho.
Get me out of here!
And we are both sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is recovering from surgery at home, and he is doing well. So he will be back with you very soon. And you can call us if you have any questions about automobiles or anything else. If you have a personal problem you need to resolve, you can call us toll-free from anywhere in North America. The number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or if you'd rather do it another way, you can always get Mark 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year in the middle of the night in famine. His email address.
Oh, yes, you know, and they can include the Visa, MasterCard, American Express number, and we'll make sure that happens, too, if they'd like, motorbike.
Gives you a faster answer, doesn't it?
Isn't this something that we used to send letters off to people in real paper and real pencils and send them in with a stamp on it? Now we just do it email. And so what it costs nothing, does it, to do email today? Auto Talk Radio. Yeah, yeah. The address is autotalkradio@yahoo.com. It's all one word, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. Love trivia, too, don't we, Mike? They send trivia over, and any kind of information that's good, bad. You know, I've always said two heads are better than one. If you got three heads, that's even better. So, yeah. But, yeah, you and I, they can always call in or email and try to stump the chumps on anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you ready for winter, though, Motor Mike?
Not quite. I've got one more thing. I've got a cooling system problem with the van I got to get dealt with.
What are you talking about? Cooling as in engine heat?
As in engine lack of heat.
Oh, so you're
leaking someplace, and I can't find where.
The air inside when you turn the heater on isn't blowing hot air.
Well, it's warm, but it's not warm enough. And I can tell by the temperature gauge I'm not coming up to operating temperature. So, but I'm losing coolant.
Okay. You know, right now,
I got to add a little something to it, but I can't find the leak, so I'm going to have to take it over and have the professionals take a look at it, because I can't do that anymore.
Get it up on the lift to take a good look.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it is right now.
You've told me before, but go ahead and tell me.
Did I talk about the weep hole on the water pump?
You did indeed.
Okay. And as they call it, the weep hole, that's a little hole drilled into the cast on the bottom underneath the water pump shaft. That's where, of course, the fan's hooked and spinning. If you got the belt, it's spinning the pulley, spinning the fan, drawing air through the radiator, keeping that baby cool. Well, the weep hole is designed to, it's on the backside of the seal, so the water pump's got an entry in. If the silly, stupid seal goes out or starts to get old and rot and age, you know, then the antifreeze goes past the seal down out the little bitty weep hole. That's about the size of a lead of a pencil in your pen, lead in your pencil, and it drips out. And okay, so Mike, it doesn't really leak fast, and of course the water pump, the cast iron water pump housing is very, very hot, so it evaporates the antifreeze before it hits the ground. And I have so many people that say same thing you do. My temperature gauge is doing some funny things, Mark. I have to keep adding coolant, but I don't see any leaks. And my heater inside isn't really blowing too hot. So with all that said, weep hole is dripping a little water out a little bit at a time. There's the answer for why the antifreeze is low. Why is the heater inside blowing lukewarm? Well, there's not enough hot coolant because you're low. going through the heater core to give you hot air.
Right.
Now, okay, now let's go back to your temperature gauge, though, mister. Okay, you're...
But it never overheats. Now, here's another interesting thing. Let me throw this in on you.
Okay.
95 degrees out here one day. Sun shining, boiling hot. I sit out in the middle of the parking lot, let it idle with the air running, both the front and the back air on.
You got rear AC in that?
You bet you by golly.
You lucky duck.
It's all glass, man. It cools the thing off like right now.
Ooh.
So I said, I'm just going to sit here and watch what happens. So it comes up to about the O in normal. And that's where it sits. Then it crawls up above the R, and then it drops back down. You know, it can get down, and it only leaks down so far, then that's it. It doesn't leak anymore. And it never overheats. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a stumper on me. I have never seen this, even after being in business. If it's low, it gets too hot. Right. You know, and this one doesn't.
Right. The height of where the thermostat is inside the block. Let me talk about that. So if you're looking at your engine, you have a V6 in it.
Yeah, 4.0, and the thermostat's right on top of the intake.
Uh-huh. But think about, draw a picture out and draw that van on a piece of paper in front of you, and then pretty much draw just the outline of the van, and then just pretty much draw where the engine is sitting at the point of where the level of the thermostat is in the picture of the van.
Okay.
Okay, so where that thermostat's sitting, if you draw that straight line clear across, going, you know, across that picture, you'll find out that going across there, where's the radiator? It'll leak down to the point of where the thermostat level is on the engine block. And it'll stop leaking from that point. It won't go any lower than that. So I've heard and seen it all the time where, Mark, I add a little bit and it goes down to a certain point and stops. I can see it in the radiator, Mark, and it stops. It never gets any lower than that. Well, that level right there is where the thermostat level is in the engine block within that picture, if I'm drawing words of the picture correctly.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so now, your thermostats. Kind of give everybody a little lesson on a thermostat. Thermostat, of course, is just a thing that's in that upper top part of the block. Of course, some of the cars have them in the lower radiator hose, motor mic, and they're not in the top hose anymore, they're in the lower hose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and all it does is basically stops the water in the engine from letting the water pump circulate the coolant from the engine to the radiator. So you got coolant in the radiator and you got coolant in the engine. They're all tied together, one big piece. But the thermostat doesn't open up until when the engine itself is sitting there running and it gets the coolant really, really hot up to 200 degrees, 180, whatever the temperature is on the thermostat. The thermostat's a little round thing. It's got a spring and it's got a bulb made out of brass or copper. Depends on the brand. Gates is a really good brand because that bulb has wax in it. That wax that's in the bulb is a special colored wax, and that bulb, that wax is designed to melt when it gets hot, causing the bulb to do what? Shrink.
Shrink,
causing the spring to collapse, causing the little flapper valve that's attached to the spring to open, letting the coolant that's in the engine that's really, really hot, 180 degrees, go and open up. And if you take hot water and push against cold water, man, the cold water that's in the radiator, it's a transfer system. Hot water in the engine then transfers into the radiator. As soon as that good cold water from the radiator that's been out there in the wind and fans blowing air through it, that cold water comes around and hit that bulb with wax in it, that wax starts to lock up and freeze again because it's in the cold water, causing the valve, the spring to go, I'm getting cold. I'm closing the gate, guys. It closes the gate in the thermostat, causing the water in the block to stop, causing the whole process to start again. Now,
right. So maintaining a constant temperature, which in my case, it's 195 degrees.
Yeah. So now what happens if the thermostat is opening and closing, opening and closing, opening and closing? And with all that said, am I talking fast enough?
Yeah, because we got to take a break.
Yes.
Back. Get your breath back, and we'll continue this. Stay with us. The exciting conclusion to this answer will be coming this break when Auto World continues on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans sitting in for Bob Long. And we were in the middle of a question, actually an answer, to do with, something that Aerostars run into on a regular basis. And I'm losing cool. I don't know where it's going, Mark. If you
Well, you're not... So you're not drinking it, are you?
No.
Hey, that's, and again, great to be with you, Motor Mike, of course, on Auto World. And boy, what a world it is. It's all full of cars.
Yes.
parts, pieces, water pumps, tires, to questions to why is my bill so much? How much does an estimate cost? Can you look at it? I got a noise. I got a smell. It just goes on. I'm just, oh, my gosh. That just relax, everybody.
And the next word is, it's going to cost how much?
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, it does cost money, doesn't it, Mike, when you own a car?
Yes, it does.
How many parts and pieces are in a vehicle when you're driving it down the road that are actually moving? Too many. So,
well, if you bought the parts separately, that it would, you know, you buy yourself a brand new car. Let's say you pay $30,000 for it, just to pick a number. Then you go to the factory and you buy all those pieces, lay them out in your garage. You pay about three times as much for all the parts to put the car together than you did for it put together for you.
Oh gosh, yes, absolutely. I just, before we got on the air, I was running to grab, get going on the air here with you. I had a gentleman come in with the 37 Ford sedan delivery that I built years ago, a street rod, hot rod, etc. Mike, I mean, his final bill, because, you know, when you do build a car from scratch, a hot rod, I started with, we found an old 37 Ford sedan delivery, which is like an old bread wagon, you know, doesn't have any windows in it.
Yeah.
We started with that body that had they had wood slat floor on the bottom of it, and it was sitting out in the field and all that. And he wanted to chop it, channel it, suicide door it, make the back door a gull wing door instead of opening conventional and all that. So then you got to start buying all these parts and pieces. You know what the final the check was to me when I was done?
You did it?
I built it. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. I built it.
You're talking 75. Between 75 and 100?
Yeah, 37 Ford sedan delivery, and it's a hot rod. It's got the chrome and the V8, the automatic. I put in it, four bar suspension in the back, airbags all the way around. But I did not paint it. But his final bill was $120,000.
Yeah.
So there you are. And I engineered a lot of things. And so it finally was here because the struts. Put struts on the back gull wing door, and I put struts on the hood to hold, you know, to hold those up like a new car.
Yeah.
And the struts finally wore out. So he's using it. That's what they'll put, buying parts and pieces. So you have a...
Mine from the Aerostar. He had his on the rear hatch. He said, I got tired of raising the hatch and coming down and hit me in the head. So he put two new lifts on it. And now you open it up, and boom, it comes right up. But you practically have to do a chin up on it to get it down.
Yeah.
It works. It's, when you're new, they work well.
Yeah, it's scary that could come down on top of you.
Yeah. Well,
you know, here,
I'm not worried about it anytime soon. I know that.
Yeah, here your wife is, and she opens and goes to the grocery store, and next thing you know, I thought she was coming back from the grocery store, and you look out in the driveway, and there she is, completely knocked out by the hatch, leg cold on the driveway. Call 911, you know.
There she's been flung into the air over into somebody else's yard.
Yeah, and then now they have these power hatches. So just another thing for mechanics and technicians to figure out when those motors go out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's lovely when it works. It's when it doesn't that, get your wallet.
You have one part on your Aerostar that's causing you grief, and it's called the thermostat. Here's what I'm going to put all my money on, which is a whole penny.
Okay.
I have one penny. That's all I have left. Okay. Until next payday, which is, well, I don't know when that is. I might have to sell some of my used oil here in the shop just to get a paycheck.
That might be a real joke. Can I borrow 20 until payday? And they said, well, what's payday? He says, I don't know. You're the one that's working.
Yes, absolutely. Your thermostat is not closing all the way.
I replaced it. So
I know. Wait a minute. Yeah, I know.
But.
That's right. Now, on that note, the thermostat, when they don't close all the way, new thermostats or used thermostats, an hour old thermostat is used.
One.
Okay. And a new thermostat, let me put it this way. I, back in the day, not too long ago, 10 years ago, to me that's not a long time ago, I had a commercial fleet that I did all their work on. And every year, he had me go in on 30 vehicles and replace all the thermostats, period. He didn't want to deal with these vans were selling gourmet food, US-wide. They were driving a lot.
Yeah.
And so it was a great account because he says parts wear out, just replace them before they wear out. Do all the thermostats on this date, this time, etc. You know how many of those brand new thermostats I put in? I had to do 30 vans, and out of 30 thermostats, 10 of them were brand new ones out of the box. I'd put them in, be done, go on to the next van. The guys would take their van, take off and go, Mike, and they'd call the boss back, their company back, say, I got a problem, it's overheating, or it's doing this, or it's doing that. My temperature gauge is doing these funny things. The thermostat was bad. Here's the thing. The thermostat goes up and down on a needle shaft right through the center where that bulb is. If it doesn't close all the way and seat, what happens is the water just keeps circulating, and it never...
It crack. It doesn't have to be much, just a little bit. Yeah, I know.
The antifreeze never gets hot. It never stops in the engine to get hot, and that's why you're freezing your butt off in your Aerostar in the wintertime.
Well, now let me throw this on the pile. You know, when I fill it up, I'll fill it up, and then I'll start it up, and I'll sit there and wait for this thermostat to open so I know it's filled the system. And I'll sit there and wait, and then before long, the thermostat opens up, down she goes. So I'll fill it up to the top, and then every once in a while, it'll kind of surge and blow a little out. I mean, it doesn't shoot it out, but it...
Oh, it pukes it out the top of the radiator a little bit?
Yeah. Uh-oh. So then I fill it back up and then cap it up.
Putting pressure on the system, not letting the pressure out.
Right.
Okay.
I thought I'd add that to your diagnostic.
I hate to tell you this live on the air, but you got yourself a cracked head, and that crack is by an exhaust valve. Sorry, sir.
Well, why am I not getting any steam out of the exhaust?
You won't. Not a very minute crack in the head on the exhaust valve will cause high pressure steam kettle pressure, puking antifreeze out the top of the radiator. Darn it!
Gosh.
Okay. Yes, sir. And it won't. And it'll puke it out. Now your overflow tube coming off your radiator, rubber hose.
Yeah, that's that.
Does it have that plastic burp ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, because by law, they had to start putting that on. You know, we were talking earlier on the show earlier that, all the antifreeze and oil dripping and leaking on the roads. Well, government came down and says, we're tired of all these old 60s and 70s cars puking antifreeze when the thermostat sticks on the antifreeze going out the overflow tube right on the ground. So they said, put a burp bottle, these plastic burp bottles on these vans. Talk to me about your burp bottle. Is it completely full almost all the time?
No, it's completely empty.
Completely empty. It also has a overflow tube, which then does go on the ground. So here's what I want you to when we get off the air, I want you to go and put your finger on the overflow tube that's on the burp bottle and just see if it's wet.
Okay. Okay. We'll talk about that. We've already come up to time for the bottom of the hour break.
Oh, gosh. If I
go out to the refrigerator and get yourself something to drink, and then call us when you get back. Anyway, Auto World will continue straight ahead on GCN, Genesis Communications Network. I was cruising in my Stingray late one night, and the next day he pulled up on the ride. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, mom, feels really fine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
And welcome back. This is, in fact, Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans. And we were discussing my Aerostar, and I think it's time we change the subject because it's starting to make me violently ill. I believe we have Greg, who's a good listener of mine. He's got a very interesting question he called me about earlier. And I said, call me back during the show. And I think, and try to get some more information, and we'll ask Mark. And it's Greg from right here in Alabama. You there, Greg?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike. Hi, Mark.
Hi there, Greg. Good to have you on with us.
Tell Mark all about this now.
Well, thank you very much. This is a situation. My girlfriend's got a car. She's not here. She lives in Florida, and I'm here in Fort Payne. And this is something that I haven't been able to actually drive her car to see if I could figure it out. But anyway, she's got a 2004 Lexus ES330 with approximately 100,000 miles on it. She's getting a humming noise. She says it's coming from the front of the car. And I know she's never done anything to it as far as she's, all she does is put oil changes in it, and that's about it. So what do you think, and I know it's difficult for you to try to assess this, what do you think the problem might be?
Well, Greg, there's a lot of things, like you say, with the word humming. So we have to, I'll kind of pass this along to you, and then you can, you know, pass along to her, because we got to get her to do some tests. You know, does the humming noise, we got to figure out and diagnose it and get it kind of fine pointed and, you know, on nail on the head, I guess. Take the hammer, hit it right there on the head, not missed in the head, you know. So what I'm saying is, what speed does she hear the humming noise at?
Okay, she doesn't hear any humming noise when she's at a stoplight or a stop sign and it's not moving.
Ah, okay.
Bingo.
When she starts to drive it, she hears a humming noise. Now, I don't know what speed, but she hears it when she starts to move through the light as the light changes.
Sure. Did she kind of imitate the sound to you over the phone?
No, she didn't.
No. Okay. Okay, so here's another test that she can do. So that isolates a lot when you're just parked. Okay, now what speed does the humming noise come into? 20, 30, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour? Or does it start as soon as the car starts rolling? And let's just say that the humming noise is there. As soon as the car starts, she takes off from the stoplight and starts rolling, and she hears that that humming noise. Here's what I'd like her to try, and you can ask her to do this for us, is just lightly, she might have to two-foot it here, one foot on the gas a little bit to keep the car rolling, to keep the humming noise there for her ear, but keep it rolling and then just barely lightly touch the brake pedal. And bingo, if the brake pedal causes the humming to go away, then that humming, I'm going to say, sometimes I hear this word humming when it should be, the word should be changed to like a squeal. And that is two words mean the same thing to two different people, though. So if we apply the brake pads on the Lexus are electronically controlled. They actually have, the front brakes have electric wires going into the pad. And, as you maybe have heard this, the Chevys, the Fords, et cetera, have a wear tab on them, a little metal sheet metal wear tab. And so as you apply the brakes, it wears out the pad. Finally, eventually, the wear tab, it's a wear tab indicator. The wear tab indicator then is the pad's worn all the way down, and now the indicator is into the rotor that is actually turning, causing what? A hum or a squeal sound. And
okay,
she might
Mark,
just...
Right. Let me say this, Mark. I just put new pads, everything on her car last Christmas when I was in Florida.
Okay.
And I put the higher quality pads on it, or had it done.
Okay. Were they the electronic pads that were on the car, or no?
I don't think so. Because I looked at them. I don't think there was any connection
wires
there. Yeah, I did not notice it. Because I bought, actually what I did, Mark, is I bought rotors and pads, and then the guy that fixed it didn't need the rotor, so I ended up taking the rotors back. So it wasn't as bad as what we had thought. I thought she had gotten all the way into her rotor and damaged the rotors.
Sure.
And also I thought maybe it was the calipers, but it wasn't. It was just, it just needed new pads. And I had that done, and she was fine. She was good up until now.
Oh, how about wheel bearing, Mark? Does that sound...
No. Yeah, there's the ES350 wheel bearings. No, because you got CV joint axles and no, the humming, it would be more of a real dry grind sound if the rear wheel bearings was out, or a spindle bearing was out too. It'd be a really dry sounding. She'd say, "Oh, my entire car is falling apart."
Grinding sound.
Yeah, big dry grinding sound. But the faster, now this is another thing too, Greg, if you'd ask her, the humming noise, does it get louder as the car gets faster?
Okay, I don't know, but I'll ask her that question.
So she goes from 30 miles an hour, just have her put her ears on it. And another thing, does she hear it? Of course, I'm pretty sure, more than likely, she's got the windows up when she's hearing it. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe she's got a window down.
No, she always runs air conditioning 360 days a year. Yeah, her windows are always up.
Oh, yeah, because Florida, and it's warm, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Go back to the simple things, of course, the stereo, the capacitor, that we used to have that capacitor on our old distributors to get the radio resisting noise out of the radio sound. Well, that's the olden days. Well, guess what? They still have, Greg, a capacitor. It's on the coil pack. It's just designed a little different. She asked her to turn the radio off and see if the humming goes away too.
Okay, good idea. Yeah. Okay, I will.
Because if she has the stereo on, Lexus has a beautiful, awesome stereo in it. Sounds great. But the capacitor that's on the back coil on that car is causing, it'll cause that same sound. So if she turns that off, then takes off and brings the RPMs of the engine up and there's no humming, we fixed it. We know that the capacitor's bad. You can just go right there to the, you could do it yourself, actually. It's still the little round canister. It's just still got one little wire. You'll see it. It's basically mounted right there in the back. But you could do that yourself if you don't want. An independent shop could do it. You just replace that $8 capacitor. That could be it. Another thing, too, to back to the brakes because the car's got to be rolling to get the humming, sounds like to me. So
That's correct.
Yeah.
Now, it's the radio right there, doesn't it?
No, because the engine's running.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and at an idle, the coil packs aren't producing enough voltage to give you your quote, radio buzz. But as soon as she gets on it to move the car, the RPMs come up, causing the buzz to come in. So, but one thing, too, the CV joint axle assemblies, I'm just thinking silly and simple and all that. But, Greg, sometimes... seriously, I don't know if she lives close to any fishing places, but I've actually seen things wrapped around CV joint axle assemblies like fishing line. I've seen out here out west, I've seen willow branches. People take them off-road a little bit to get to the cabin or whatever, and they just run right over something, and it wraps around that axle that's been spinning, and next thing I know, I've got all this garbage, I call it, wrapped around the axle shaft. Simple things like that. I mean, okay. And another thing that's really, really quite unique, because it's a speed thing, I fixed one on the other day. I'm thinking simple again. I had a gentleman with a Ford Fusion. He had a humming noise only on a 30-mile-an-hour speed and up. And he says, it's over on the passenger side. I got in the passenger side, and I hear this humming noise. So I pushed the button and put the window down, and I reached out, and I flipped the outside mirror, you know, that's on the door. I flipped it in to change the wind pattern on the mirror as he's doing 30 miles an hour, and the hum pitch changed.
Okay.
I had that happen on pals. The mirror glass was loose from the mount, and it hummed.
Yep, the rubber. Yeah, the rubber insulation around the mirror.
I'm sorry, Greg, out of time. Call me this week. We'll figure this out.
All right, very good. Let you go. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling. We got to run, take a quick break. Auto World's going to continue straight ahead right here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back. This is, in fact, Auto World. We wouldn't kid you about a thing like that, would we? Well, maybe we would, but we're not. We're actually telling you the truth. This is Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace, alongside Mark Evans, and we're sitting in for Bob Long, who is recuperating at home from surgery. And he will be back with you very, very soon. We just tried to answer a question. We didn't have enough information to give it a definitive answer about a Lexus E330. That's a new one on me. I never ES
350.
Is it 350? I thought it was 330. Well,
I'll raise you one and say it's a 360.
Okay.
I was going to tell Greg, our last caller, Mike, that I've got actually a complete dash cluster for that car. I need to just ship that over to him. Sure. They're $1,100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cash him up.
Yeah. I could have got his Visa number. Of course, everybody else would have got his Visa number, but he would have got a new dash.
Yeah.
Cluster.
And to see now he's clutching his chest and betting for the floor.
Talking about dash, I guess, cluster and stuff, there's so much to talk about because it's an auto world. You know what? speed motors. You know what the speed motors are on the Chevrolet dashes inside the dash?
Yes.
The little things that make the needles move back and forth?
Yep.
You ever replaced one of those speed motors?
I have.
I've got those in stock here. They're very unique. I've got a solder sucker, too, that sucks the solder.
Oh, really?
That these little round speed motors are very small. They have little bitty straight pins that go into the dash back. You have to pull the dash cluster out, all the plastic, and then turn it upside down, take it all apart, get into the guts of this thing. And, you know, Mike, it's been years, but they started, there's a company that rebuilds these things. And so nobody really wanted to take it on, you know, technicians, mechanics. To pull those, we can pull the dash cluster out, but then we just shipped it off to the guys that rebuilt these dash clusters, and you know they'd say, well, yeah, that dash cluster is $1,100 to $1,200. We can rebuild it for you for $600. Okay, so I'll back the bus up. I just decided years ago. I said, I'm not doing that. I want to get my customer's car fixed today. You know, so I did some research, started digging, pulled the dash cluster out, tore it apart. Completely pulled the thing apart. It's got plastic spot welds. You have to grind those plastic spot welds off everything else to get in there. I did. I found here's these speed motors. Okay, they're soldered into the circuit board. So a solder sucker is a tool. Now I'm soldering the new speed motor in with these little bitty needles that are the size, the needles the size of the hair on our head. which I don't have a lot of those left anymore. But anyway, so you get that hot, you have to suck the solder. That's why it's called a solder sucker tool. So you suck, you warm it up, you push the trigger, and this thing sucks the solder up, and you pull the speed motor out. You know what those speed motors cost?
How much?
They're 32 cents each. So as everybody's looking at their dash, Greg's wife's looking at the dash, and the ES, you know, you can get these online, I don't recommend people doing it themselves, but, you know, maybe you can. Greg sounds like he's pretty handy. He could do it if he needed to. So lots of parts and pieces, you know, as we were talking earlier. But, hey, I wanted to also, this hour or next hour, we got the first look, Mr. Motor Mike. So I want to share that with everybody. The first look at what? Well, they'll find out here in a little bit. I got an Auto Talk car fact. It has something to do with, we got a new baby in the family.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Has something to do with the baby word, so we're going to find out about that. But winter's coming around the corner. Antifreeze getting a little bit, gooey. Looks like we have Frank in New Mexico.
Ah, so good. Yeah. Hey, Frank, is there?
Hey, yeah. Hey, man, it's really great to hear old Mike and Mark, who I call the Swami, filling in for good buddy Bob. You know, it's just great, man.
Well, thank you. That's
Frank
here. Other than that, most people call and say you really need to find another line of work. But I'm glad to hear you say that. You've got an 87 Buick Grand National?
Yeah. I've got
essentially
Regal body, you know. And my question at this time is, okay, the antenna motor has gone cuckoo. It just goes up and down. So I have to stop that. I have to pull a fuse, which disables my alarm and a bunch of other stuff. So the question is the connection, the power connection out to the antenna, is that behind the glove box door, Mark?
Well, Frank, I just got to say hi, and gosh, it's good to talk with you. You know, I was just telling my wife the other day, I haven't heard from Frank. I haven't heard Frank on the radio for a while, even with Bob. So I just want to say this is good to hear you. Good to have you on again. And this Grand National that Frank has, I want to thank Frank. He sent Bob and I the DVD of the movie Black Air. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
It's awesome, and it's the history of – have you ever heard or seen it, Mike, the movie?
No, I have not. I've heard of it, but have not seen it. No.
Yeah, and it's an awesome. It's a story behind Frank's car, and Frank, I want to say thank you. I never did get to thank you, you know, in person. So I want to say thank you.
I'll send Mike one too. If I just can get an address for him, I'll send him a copy too. He digs a move. He'll dig it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd appreciate that. Thanks.
Absolutely.
That connector is behind the glove box door, Mark.
Yeah, your power antenna, that cable, the power antenna is quite long, pretty much. The housing where the antenna goes up and in and in and out and in and out, it's a pretty good housing, and it's inside that fender, of course, the inner fender between the outer fender and all that. But that cable goes in, and yes, it's behind the glove box, and it's not the easiest thing, Frank. I don't know if have you had the glove box out yet to look back there?
Not on the 87. I have on my 86 Oldsmobile Grand, whatever it is, Brougham, you know.
Yeah.
I thought it might be the same kind of layout.
It is. In fact, it might even, it's General Motors to General Motors. You might be lucky enough to have the same antenna there. Yeah. They're not an easy thing to do. The cable, you know, of course, now the antenna still, the end of that cable still has to go all the way clear across the dash and plug into the back of the radio. So you have to deal with that cable, too. Besides the electrical power outlet, is behind the glove box, and that's basically up on top of your heater control box, that plastic heater control box.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it was there before I took the glove box door out. Just wanted to stop the motion before I, you know, address the antenna removal from that little access panel under the fender there.
Yeah,
now it's controlled. When you turn the radio on, does the antenna go up? And then you turn the radio off, the antenna goes down or not?
Turn the radio radio on, the antenna goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down.
Okay, yes, what I'm getting at is what is it supposed to do?
Go up, go up and stay, and then when you turn the radio off, it's supposed to go down and stay.
Okay, now there's something inside the radio that controls that, right?
In the antenna.
That little windy belt loop kind of thing in there, right, Mark? It kind of winds around.
Yes.
It pulls up tight, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a little snail, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's exactly. To draw pictures with words for all our listeners, it's a little snail-looking thing, and it's really neat. If you get a chance, once you get that out, take that apart. I can fix those. They're riveted. The shell, the snail's riveted. Both casts come together, and they're just riveted. But, yeah, it's a little cable that goes in and out there, and there's a switch. So that switch gets hit with a little metal stopper deal. And, Frank, that's all that's wrong, by the way. The little tab is broke off, and that tab isn't there to hit the switch to tell the antenna, hey.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it on some videos on YouTube where this has been diagnosed. Yeah, so till I can just remove it and do it right, I just wanted to stop the motion by finding that connector behind the glove box. Now I know just where to look. Yeah.
You know why it's going up and down for you like that now, though, Frank? It's telling you the weather report. It's going to be high skies, clouds today. Nope, low clouds today. Nope, high clouds. Frank, I want to know how all your other cars are doing. I know you got quite a collection. Is this the first time you've had a chance to meet Motor Mike on the air?
Yes. I listen to him all the time, but I've never been able to have a relevant question to call in to ask him about.
Oh, okay. You listen to my radio show during the week?
No, I've only caught you when you've been on this particular radio show.
But go to 14.
I guess I've neglected that, Mike.
1400 WFPA.com and click Listen Live between 6 and 9 Central AM, Monday through Friday.
1400 WFPA.com.
Yeah, and you know what, Frank? The thing is, sometimes he has the governor on.
Yeah, never know. I have senators on. I had Jeff Sessions on the other day. Anyway, we got to run. Thanks, Frank.
Frank.
Back story on for you after the break.
Okay. That's right. Anyway, we got to go. We'll be back straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.